This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the real show. That was just a pregame and my tribute and memorial and condolences to the Chet Kopic family. The great Chet Kopic is gone. Greatest sportscaster ever in Chicago, bigger than life. Chicago and Indianapolis, by the way. He started in Indianapolis, but he was a Chicago man through and through. And every time I went to Chicago, he would show me around, introduce me to all my friends in Chicago. Billy Maravich, great friend of mine. I met him through Chet Kopic. I don't know, I could rattle off 10 names. I met him all through Chet Kopic. Chicago was his town. He loved Chicago, and Chicago loved him. And there'll never be a better sportscaster or a bigger-than-life character than Chet Kopic. I'm just going to miss him. I'm really going to miss you, Chet. I'm sorry you're gone. All right, time for my commentary. What did Obama know, and when did he know it? There's no bigger news story in America than what just happened. Mueller completely exonerated Trump. And my newspaper column comes out Sunday. And I'm aiming for a very big trophy. You know, I'm not aiming for the little trophies. I'm going for the big one, man. I'm going for the lion of the jungle. I'm going for Barack Obama. What did Obama know, and when did he know it? Here's my commentary that starts in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Sunday and also in newspapers around the country. Attorney General William Barr made it clear on Friday morning, that's this morning, with no wiggle room whatsoever, Trump is completely 100% vindicated and exonerated. 100%, there is nothing there that never was. It was a witch hunt. And now comes time for the legitimate criminal investigation and prosecution. It's time, as I've argued for 2 years now, in this newspaper column, and on this TV show and on my radio show, to turn the tables and go after the real criminals. Trump and Attorney General Barr must name special counselors to investigate all the Democrat and deep state scandals. I'm no newcomer to this. Other people are saying it today, and Trump said it today. But I said it 2 years ago. I wrote a commentary and said, we got to go after all these guys and special prosecute them to death. I'm not telling you to persecute them or to prosecute them. I'm telling you to investigate them and name a special prosecutor. Now, what could be wrong about that? The Democrats didn't think there was anything wrong with prosecuting, with naming a special counselor to investigate Trump and costing him millions in legal fees. They didn't find anything wrong with that. So why should we find anything wrong with doing it to the Democrats? Turn around is fair play. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. The entire Hillary email private server national security leaks and her destruction of the 40,000 emails after being subpoenaed needs to be investigated and reinvestigated. So does the murder of the DNC staffer Seth Rich, who so many believe leaked damaging DNC and Hillary Clinton emails to WikiLeaks. And then he got whacked a week later, whacked, shot in the back multiple times in the middle of the street. They didn't take his jewelry, didn't take his money, didn't take his wallet, didn't take anything. His watch, nothing. They didn't want any of that. It was a whack job. Who wanted it? Who ordered it? I'd like to know. The entire fake dossier that led to the FISA warrant, and therefore the entire investigation of Trump, was based on trumped up charges paid for by Hillary's campaign, the DNC, and the FBI. That needs to be investigated. And the entire FBI DOJ leadership needs to be investigated for fraud, bribery, bias, and leaks of their investigations to the media. Comey leaked, McCabe leaked. Got to investigate that. And the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative need to be investigated. They were nothing more than pay-for-play scams set up to extort billions from foreign governments and global billionaires in return for access and favors from Hillary Clinton. The proof is that all donations dried up the minute she lost the presidential election, when she had no more juice to offer anybody, no favors to offer anybody, no one wrote her a check anymore. The other key to exposing these crimes is the location of the Clinton Foundation. Offshore. I'm the only guy I've ever seen mention this. I figured it out. A charity by filing with the U.S. government. Guess what that charity is? It's automatically tax exempt. Everyone who writes a check to the charity doesn't have to pay a dime in taxes. So why would you have to base your charity offshore? You already owe no taxes. People base businesses offshore because they're evading taxes, right? That's why people have offshore accounts. They're evading taxes. But if you don't need to evade taxes because you got a 501(c), why would you base your business offshore and your bank accounts offshore? Could it be to avoid IRS scrutiny because you're cheating on taxes somehow? Could it be to avoid prosecution for fraud? Could it be because they were a charitable scam because you can't take in charitable donations and then use it to pay for the fanciest trips and the fanciest first-class airfare and the fanciest hotels and the fanciest dinners and the fanciest salaries, but never give anything out to charity? The Clinton Foundation barely gave a nickel to charity out of the billions they raised. It was a scam. Could it be because they took money directly from terrorists and evil dictators? Yes. Could it be because Hillary said she was pro-woman but took money from guys who ran Muslim nations that dropped gays off roofs and stoned women? Yeah. Could it be because Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation took money from the Mexican drug cartel? I'll bet you. And then from that offshore account, they took the money from the Mexican drug cartel, then they doled it out to Democrat politicians in the United States to oppose the wall. I'll bet you I'm right on the money. Could it be because they paid out bribes to Democratic politicians in the United States, or I should say Democrat politicians in the United States, and was all hidden in a web of offshore accounts? You're damn right. I think that's why it was offshore. And we got to investigate it. The Uranium One deal needs to be investigated. Hillary, as Secretary of State, approved the sale of a large portion of America's uranium stock to the Russians. And in return, Bill Clinton got a $500,000 speech from the Russians. And the Clinton Foundation received, I believe it was $140 million from the Russians. It was either $130 million or $140 million. Hillary likely committed treason against the citizens of the United States. She's got to be prosecuted. There's got to be an investigation. And there's your real Russian collusion. See, Saul Alinsky, look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. Hillary colluded with the Russians. She was a student of Saul Alinsky, and she blamed Trump for exactly what she did. The spying by Obama's government on the Trump campaign needs to be investigated. It's Watergate on steroids. The Obama government spied on the Trump presidential campaign to dig up dirt or slander him or frame him for crimes he didn't commit, or most importantly, most likely, to try and fix the presidential election in favor of Hillary. The IRS scandal needs to be investigated. Was Obama using the IRS to enforce, intimidate, and cover up all the crimes going on under his watchful eye? And then we come finally to Vice President Biden. Biden funneled $1.8 billion in aid money to Ukraine. Well, his son, Hunter Biden, received $166,000 a month from a major Ukrainian company. And then Biden bragged on camera at a press conference how he threatened Ukraine and intimidated Ukraine with the loss of billions in U.S. government funds that would have bankrupted and crippled their country if they didn't fire their chief prosecutor. That prosecutor just happened to be investigating crimes committed by Hunter Biden's Ukrainian company. Oh, my God. How bad is this? All of these crimes come back to one man, though, Obama. He likely coordinated it all. He certainly oversaw it all. Nothing happened without his approval. He was the chief ringleader of the Obama crime family, the Tutsi to copy. He was like John Gotti. He was like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. You have to kiss his ring. He ran his government like organized crime, enforced ruthlessly by hitmen from the FBI, DOJ, CIA, IRS, and NSA. Was Obama on the Clinton Foundation payroll? Inquiring minds would like to know. Was he on Hunter Biden's payroll? If he gave approval to Hillary and Biden to loot and defraud U.S. taxpayers, he must have gotten a cut for himself. It all leads back to Obama. Only Wayne Root has figured this out. Obama was like John Gotti, and every person under him was allowed to commit any crimes they wanted. He would protect them with his FBI, his DOJ, his NSA, his CIA, his IRS, and then the money you made, you have to kick back money to Obama. And you can't do it publicly, so you do it offshore. And who did he use to do it offshore? I'll bet you money, dollars to donuts. It was the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. After all the dirty money changed hands, and I'll bet you Ben Rhodes was right in the middle of all of it. Got that, Ben? You watching, Ben? You were the dirty bag man for the Clintons, for the Obamas. Everything dirty that Obama did and allowed, he let you be the dirty man to carry it out. It all leads back to Obama. What did Obama know, and when did he know it? When is the FBI going to raid Obama's home, and when is the FBI going to raid Obama's personal lawyer's office? Remember, Trump's in charge now, and they still managed to do it to Trump's own lawyer. But now with Trump in charge and angry and the handcuffs off, he's able to do whatever he wants. He's unfettered. He's free. He's uncuffed. Trump, you should use his own DOJ, and his own FBI, and his own prosecutor, and his own attorney general, and his own special counselors to go after Obama and twist all these people's arms and say you're facing life in prison unless you give up Obama. He's going to be the big catch. That's what you got to do. You got to perp walk them and twist their arms and tell them they're facing 50 years in prison. They'll never get out again unless they turn state's evidence against Obama. And then you raid Obama's office and Obama's personal lawyer's office. This is going to be fun. My commentary coming out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Sunday and in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate on Sunday as well. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Fortum Resources. You know, I'm the capitalist evangelist. I'm an all-American boy, and I love great all-American stories. Fortum Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, who will be on the show next week. He's been traveling, and every week we thought we had him, and he was in another far-flung foreign country. And so we got him next week, finally. It's all set. Fortum's led by CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent per share stock to a $200 per share stock, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. One of the great success stories in the history of Wall Street. One of the great moves up in the history of Wall Street. And now his baby's Fortum. 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half of them have been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That should give you some measure of confidence and credibility and integrity. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property, approximately nine times bigger than Manhattan, New York. Amazing. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website, FortumResources.com, for a complete review. Fortum, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com. All right. When we get back, we'll have more feedback from the liberal crazies in Hollywood, and then we're going to take your calls. Gary in Florida, Vince in North Carolina, John in D.C., they're lining up for the calls. They're lining up. We love it. We'll see you in a sec.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron John beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. Hello, Rootites. Coming to you from Wayne Manor in the War Room. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group, sponsor of this segment of the show, my personal tax lawyer. He's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS now that April 15th is behind us. Guess what? You wanted to file your taxes. Well, now you did it. But now's when the audit notices are going to start coming out. And Sam Lannis is the guy to go speak to. Total cost, $190 a month. $190. No misclaimer, misspoken. $190 a month. And he handles most cases in 3 to 6 months with the IRS. He's amazing. You start with a free consultation with a tax attorney. Easy to remember how to contact him. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. It's the Lannis Tax Group and the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or WeHelpYou.com. Sam Lannis gets my highest recommendation because he saved me from the clutches of the Obama IRS twice. What a negotiator this guy is. Wow, he's the best. Trump campaign says turn the tables on the Russian collusion conspirators. Time to go after the liars who started the witch hunt. And I sent my commentary to President Trump this morning. What did Obama know? When did he know it? Time to go after Obama. That's who you got to go after. Trump says, I'm having a good day. It's called no collusion, no obstruction. And here's another great story. Robert Mueller did not merely reject the Trump-Russia conspiracy theories. He obliterated them. Steny Hoyer, after the Mueller report, says impeachment is not worthwhile at this point. There's a man with common sense. Meanwhile, CNN melts down over the Barr press conference, calls Barr's press conference an extraordinary political commercial for the president. Liberals renew calls for impeachment. Crazy people. Clapper, the former head of the CIA, says collusion obstruction aside, national security advisor, collusion obstruction aside, the big story is the magnitude of Russia interference. The big story is the magnitude of social media Google interference in the election. That's who it should be, but you're all liars. MSNBC's Brian Williams likens Bill Barr to Baghdad Bill Barr. He calls him an Iraqi propagandist. Mueller report is an explicit invitation to Congress to impeach the president, says various pundits and progressives. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, one of the lead nutcases of the Insanity Caucus, said during a press conference Thursday he needs special counsel Robert Mueller to testify before Congress because we cannot believe anything Attorney General Barr tells us. John Dean of the former Nixon crimes says the Mueller report shows clear obstruction. And then the Hollywood freaks melt down over the Mueller report. Hollywood freaks say complete whitewash. Trump is guilty as hell and a thousand other things. And then finally, Congressman Speier, Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, which automatically means insanity, says Mueller's report shows Trump would not be president without Russian intervention. This was during Thursday's MSNBC special coverage of the release of Robert Mueller's report. Can you imagine? They're all sitting around knowing they've made fools of themselves. They're frauds. They're liars. There was never Russian collusion. On our side, there was. On their side, Hillary should go to prison. Loretta Lynch should go to prison. Mueller should go to prison. He was on the tarmac handing over the uranium to the Russians. These are all the people that should go to prison. And Obama oversaw it all. Obama should go away. But they know that, so they're still obstructing themselves. They're still distracting, weapons of mass distraction, and they're telling you everything's about Russian interference. No, folks, there was only one big interference in the last election. Well, there was Russian interference by Hillary, and there was social media and Google interference, but there was Mexican interference in the election. What do you call sending millions of bodies, real people, to the United States to vote in our elections? Oh, Russia did nothing compared to Mexico and Central America. That's your collusion and your conspiracy. That's how you win elections. And I'm not even just talking about, I believe, 5 million illegals voted. Forget that. How about all the, right now at this moment, there's something like 50 million people in America who originally came from Mexico or Central America. They are legal in the United States of America, not illegal. They're here to stay, and they vote. That isn't interference in America's election. That isn't Mexico conquering the United States of America after all these years. They tried it with the Alamo. They failed, and then they tried again. This time they succeeded. They just invaded. It wasn't a military invasion. It was a people invasion. And who got rich? The Mexican drug cartels? The Mexican mafia? And I believe lots and lots and lots of Americans on the Democrat side, the few Republican rhinos, who all took the Mexican drug cartel money so that they'd keep the border open, they wouldn't build the wall, they wouldn't have harsh penalties, they let them all into the United States, so the Mexican drug cartel, the Mexican mafia keep collecting billions, hundreds of billions in drug money and hundreds of billions for human trafficking and sex trafficking and child trafficking. A lot of dirty people out there. When we get back, the entire second half of the show is devoted to your calls. Gary in Florida, Vince in North Carolina, Jack in New York, John in D.C., and more to come. Be right back at you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is demanding an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, as he accuses, without any proof, Attorney General William Barr of misrepresenting the conclusions of the special counsel.
Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing.
Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler went on to say that both Special Counsel Mueller and Attorney General Barr will be called to testify before House lawmakers next month. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is set to introduce new legislation that would raise the national smoking age to 21 years old. The Republican lawmaker plans to introduce his bill next month. The bill would raise the national smoking age on all tobacco products and vaping devices. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
right, welcome back. Wayne Alaroo, Tangible Investments, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got gold and credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, precious metals dealer. If you're going to buy gold, and every conservative knows you got to buy gold, got to buy silver, got to own something. I own a lot of it. I've got it in a bank account. I've got it, or I should say in a, not a bank account, but an IRA account. I've got it in a safe. I've got it in a safety deposit box. You got to have gold and silver in several different places. If things go bad, things hit the you-know-what, you got to make sure you got gold and silver. Well, might as well buy it from a company with credibility, a company with integrity, a company who sells it to you at a discount. So you get a great deal. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. And if you're a qualified investor, you get that without buying a thing. You start your relationship with Tangible with $199 gold coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions. Can show you how to protect your assets. Gold is wealth insurance. Call 800-780-9000. Friends of the show, friends of Wayne Root, you can trust Tangible. All right, let's take some calls. Speaking of friends of Wayne Root, Vince in North Carolina on line two. Vince, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thanks for waiting a long time. You win the award for the longest waiter of the day. You've been on for an hour and a half since the middle of Joe Pack Show. You are a prince among men. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, you know what? First off, I appreciate your prompt replies back whenever I email you. I'm Vince Raleigh, North Carolina.
I know who you are, man. Yeah. Don't you think I know? I know all. I'm Wayne Root. I know all.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, great show today, and it's been really easy here. And first off, I want to say on the Mueller investigation, I think it was a big distraction. It's getting other things done, a lot of things, even more things, maybe it even gets quite good to.
By the way, are you on a speakerphone? Speak close to the phone, because we're starting to lose you. You're going in and out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
The Mueller investigation, I think it was a big distraction for President Trump from getting other things done, things that could have got a lot more things done than he didn't do. I think it was a big distraction, a waste of everybody's time and taxpayer money, by the way, as well.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a waste. It turned out to be a waste, but they didn't plan for it to be a waste. They planned with the media's help to take down Trump. There was a coup to take down Trump. They can't believe they didn't win. Trump is that good. He took it all, and he has the armor on, and he repelled it, and he won. Thank you, President Trump. Great job.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, and also another thing I want to bring up, I think with Joe Biden, I noticed on your Facebook you're calling him absolutely creepy Biden.
Creepy, not sleepy,
yeah.
Creepy.
Good one, yeah. I think he could, I think he's going to get the nomination when it's all said and done for the DNC.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I disagree with you completely. No, no, no,
really?
No. He'll never get the nomination. No, they're not going to nominate an old white guy. If they do, it would be Sanders. It's not going to be Biden. The left hates Biden. He's too moderate for them. He's not moderate, but he's too moderate for them. And he's just got too much in the Me Too generation, too many creepy scandals with women and weird touching. And then he's got this giant Ukrainian scandal. Didn't you hear my opening commentary? There's no way they nominate a guy who was involved in you know, killing, you know, basically not killing, physically killing, but killing off, getting fired. A prosecutor in Ukraine, a general, was fired who was in the middle of an investigation of the company that Biden's son was on the board of directors making $166,000 a month. There's no way they nominate him for the nomination. It's going to be Bernie Sanders if it's going to be an old white guy. I have doubts it's going to be an old white guy. It might be Pete. I call him Pete Booty, the mayor of South Bend. I can never pronounce his last name, so Pete Booty. Hey, Vince, we got to run. Yeah. I don't want one person to dominate the whole show, but you did a great job. Thank you for the call. Jack from New York, line three. And have a good Eastern Passover, everyone, by the way. Jack from New York, how are you?
How you doing, Mr. Wayne? Good evening.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to address this issue about the Mueller report. Now, after 3 years of investigation and wasting the taxpayers' money, all they could find out is the truth. That is that Trump have maintained innocency from the beginning. There is no collusion. There's no obstruction of justice. But why can't they leave Trump alone and hold those who was really accountable, like Obama, who actually spy on him, to be investigated about?
They can't, Jack, they can't leave Trump alone because they can't beat him on his results and his principles and their policies. Democrats don't have game. They got nothing, Jack. So, and I don't mean they got nothing, Jack, as a phrase. His name is Jack I'm talking to. Jack from New York. They got nothing, Jack. The Democrats don't have any policies that America would support. They've got open borders because they're paid off by the drug cartels. I'm certain of it. And the Clinton Foundation is part of that payoff of the drug cartels and the Russian mafia. That's why the Clinton Foundation is the key to all of this. All the dirty money went through the Clinton Foundation, as sure as I'm standing here. Investigate the Clinton Foundation, and you're going to find the dirtiest group in the history of America. They beat the Gambino crime family by 10,000. It's unbelievable. Jack, thanks for the call. John in D.C. on line 4. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? John, are you there? There you go.
I've been calling the Clinton Foundation the Clinton Cosa Nostra for years because
yes,
that's what they are. They're a criminal conspiracy set up for the benefit of Hillary and Bill and their daughter. And they're lucky if they give away 10% to a charity for the work they're supposed to do.
I don't even think they gave 10%. I don't even think they gave
10%. Less than that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get on the air and well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your success. I'm sorry you lost your friend Chet there. It's terrible getting old. We almost lost Billy Cunningham. He had to have a heart operation.
Yeah, well, Chet wasn't about getting old. He may have been 70, but
yeah,
Chet had a car accident, so that wasn't about old.
Yeah.
That's what's shocking when you lose somebody at a moment's notice like that. My gosh. Terrible.
Yep.
Good man. Good man. True American.
But I
good
just
man.
Wanted to say that this is a red letter day for America, not just for Trump. They've tried to compare this to Watergate. Nobody got killed in Watergate, or nobody was assassinated that I know of. And you mentioned this guy, Seth Rich. Here he gets killed. He worked for the DNC. He gets killed on the streets of Washington. Nothing taken and everything. That they're not interested in resolving that problem. It shows you how crooked they are.
You know what nobody you know what nobody points out, John. Whenever I say that I believe Seth Rich was whacked, you know, we all know he was murdered, but I don't mean murdered by muggers. When I say whacked, I mean it was like a mafia hit job, and it must have been done by someone high up in the Clinton campaign or the DNC. Liberals act like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Wayne's crazy. You know what they're not telling you? There's a George Washington University in Washington D.C. class in CSI, right? That's all they do is they look at murders and they try and solve murders like CSI. And they have guest lecturers come in who are the experts in the world at CSI, criminal investigation. And they investigated as their class project the Seth Rich murder. And do you know what conclusion they came to? Not Wayne Root, not the Republican Party, not Donald Trump, not conspiracy theorists. This amazing class of CSI investigators at a famous university, George Washington, with their guest lecturer being one of the most famous authorities in the world of CSI. You know what they came up with? It was like a mafia hit. He was whacked. That's what they came up with. Of course he was whacked. He handed over all of Hillary's secret stuff and the DNC secret stuff, endangered her whole life's work was to become president, and he screwed her over, and she, you know, her and her friends, somebody, maybe one of her donors, I'm not going to say on national TV, Hillary made the phone call and said, whack somebody. I don't know how it works. Somebody in the Democratic power structure decided this guy had to go. Someone in the deep state decided this guy had to go because he was standing in the way of Hillary being elected. That's all I could tell you. That's my guess. The class agreed with me. He was whacked. But that's just one of many scandals, you know, that should be investigated. Hey, John, we got to run. They are the Obama crime family and the Clinton crime family. Let's take Gary in Florida on line 1. Gary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Obama is the right guy to go for. And if you remember, I saw it on TV that the big boss in the FBI, his girlfriend tweeted him, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing.
Right.
Man, just that ties him
right
to everything.
And all these guys are facing so many years in jail. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, McCabe. There's a get-out-of-jail-free card, guys and gals. Just tell them everything you know about the orders given by Obama, and you aren't going to go to jail. Send Obama up the river. Okay? That's all you have to do.
Now, remember when Obama had the open mic and he says, tell Vlad I'll be more flexible after the election? I mean,
yeah,
Isn't that collusion?
I think he said more than that. If I remember correctly, it was like two sentences. What you just said was one of them. I thought the other one is, we'll get you whatever you need after the election. Like he's going to give him the world. Like he's going to hand him America's secrets, and maybe he did. I've always said Obama's a traitor. Obama's a traitor, and I'm telling you, the key is the Clinton Foundation. They were allowed to make billions like a mafia organization illegally, and Obama had to give them his permission to do it, and they must have given a percent to Obama, and it's all offshore, and that's why it's a web of offshore companies, and they were hiding all their crimes from the IRS and the American people, and it's a charity scam. And I believe the biggest part of all that is somebody's making billions on bringing prostitutes across the border and bringing child pedophile rings across the border and bringing drugs across the border, not just cocaine and heroin, but now fentanyl and opioids. And all of it is tied in, I'm telling you, with Democratic politicians getting money from the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia. And they must launder the money through the Clinton Foundation offshore. I've put it all together. All right, we're headed to a quick break. Then one more segment. We'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Just in case I forget, happy Easter, happy Passover to all of you. Tomorrow I'm away. I'm in Dallas, so tomorrow we'll have a best of war right here on Newsmax and USA Radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the last segment before the Easter Passover holiday. I'm headed off to Dallas to see family and friends in the Big D, Dallas, Texas. I love Dallas. I love Fort Worth. I love that whole area, and I'm thrilled to go out there. Going to see some great friends and some great family. And I'm exhausted because this is the first time I've taken off since last August. So September, October, November, December, January, February, March, and now April. It's been 8 months since I took a day off. Now I'm going to take off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, coming back Tuesday. So two of those days are a flight to Dallas and back, and the rest of the days are jammed in seeing family and friends. So it's not even going to be a vacation. This isn't like a week in Hawaii, for gosh sakes. But it's still going to be a change of scenery. Getting away is fun sometimes, so I'm looking forward to it. And the thing that keeps me going is Cinegenics. You know, they've done so much for me. I look better. I feel better. It's just great. And so thank you, Cinegenics, for taking such good care of Wayne Allen Root. You've made me great again. Just like Trump makes America great again, you've made Wayne Root great again, and they'll do the same for you. They're the world's leader in age management medicine. Check them out. Give them a call. The call is free, and then the no-obligation consultation is free. Being that it's free and free and there's no obligation, what do you got to lose? You're taking no risk. They're taking the risk by sponsoring this show. They've done a great job. We thank Cinegenics for all they've done. 888-YOUNGER. Call them and find out what they can do for you. And if you don't do it today, do it tomorrow. If you don't do it tomorrow, do it the day after the Easter holiday. Because everybody for spring wants to look better and feel better and feel younger. Do yourself a favor. Call 888-YOUNGER and check out what they can do for you. If you don't want to do it, hang up. That's the end of it. 888-YOUNGER or Cinegenics.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Let's grab some calls. Let's take Peter in California on line 3. Peter in California. Hey, Peter, you're out with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, have a nice vacation.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, the obstruction, you know. They're saying is, everything that Trump did to obstruct, the case is known. He did it with his tweets. He didn't call anybody in the middle of the night and threaten them or send people with machine guns. You know, everything's known, so it's done. You know, there's nothing there.
Well, I would make another argument, Peter. I would make an argument that a president of the United States can do pretty much anything he wants. He can fire anyone at any time for any reason. It's none of anybody's business. He's the CEO of the United States of America. He doesn't answer to anybody. Unlike a company, he doesn't even have a board of directors. He is the king. He can do whatever he wants. So there is no obstruction. You could have fired Mueller for any reason. Comey for any reason. You could fire anybody. You're the president.
Well, Comey let go all that classified mail. He should have been gone, you know. He should have been in jail.
Exactly. Yeah, well, Comey's a bad guy. McCabe's a bad guy who took a bribe. And he also leaked. He's another one that should go to jail. They're all rotten to the core. The whole FBI was rotten to the core, and they were there to be the hitmen representing Obama and the Obama crime family to hide all the crimes they were stuffing offshore into the Clinton Foundation. As sure as I'm standing here, that's it. All right, Peter, thank you for the call. Kenny, sorry, Peter, we cut you off, but we're just trying to get a few calls in. Ken in North Carolina. Ken, you're on with Wayne Reed. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm so glad to get through to you, buddy. I love your show, man.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Easter.
I want to put my vote in right now for you, a two-hour show. I hope they do that for you.
Thank you, sir. I did it today, and I'm exhausted. So I don't know if you be careful what you wish for, right?
Hey, buddy, I don't want to take up all your time, but I'll tell you what I think they ought to do, and I think it's a killer idea. We use school buses to transport kids everywhere. We use them for all kind of activities, events, and everything. Why can we not use school buses, they belong to us taxpayers anyway, to transport these illegals to these sanctuary cities and put pressure on the Democrats so they'll come to the table and actually be willing to negotiate, and we'll work out some kind of deal, hopefully, and get the immigration problem under control. And then when we get done with all that, we'll use those same school buses to mass deport them all back to Mexico and other places they need to be.
Yeah, look, it's a great dream by all of us. I don't know if any of it's ever going to happen. I don't know if you're ever going to deport anyone back to Mexico. Would I like to? Yes. Is it going to happen? No. I think what you have to settle for is maybe Trump will build a wall and no new ones will come, and he'll deport the criminals back to Mexico because the jails are just filled with illegals. By the way, here's the latest study. You should bring that up. Funny you should bring that up because I just cut it out, printed it out from the news yesterday. Nearly 60,000 illegal aliens in federal prisons. That's 1/4 of all the prisoners in America are illegal aliens. 1/4. That's pretty amazing. 1 out of 4. Yeah, 1/4. 1 out of 4 inmates are foreign-born, costing U.S. taxpayers $1.4 billion a year. So there's the number. As you bring that up, there it is. I was going to talk about it on tonight's show. Never got to it, but glad you brought that up. The illegals are causing a lot of crime in this country. They're killing people. They're maiming people. They're robbing people. They are raping people. And I never said, nor did Trump, that every illegal is a criminal or every foreigner is a criminal, but 1 out of every 4 prisoners is an illegal, born in a foreign country. So we've got plenty of problems in this country. If you can't admit it, you're probably taking a payoff for the Mexican drug cartels. I don't. Wayne Allyn, more now. I just tell you the truth. Happy Easter. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. I'm getting exhausted. It's lucky it's the last minute of the last segment of the last show, because I'm exhausted. I got to get on a plane early tomorrow. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Happy holiday. Holiest Christian week of the year. God bless all of you. And I'll see all of you on Tuesday. Best of Wayne tomorrow on Newsmax and USA, and then guest hosts on radio and TV on Monday. And then I'm back with you on Tuesday, assuming the Obama crime family doesn't get me between now and then. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. If I don't show up on Tuesday, Obama got me. See you on Tuesday. God bless.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.